I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. There's nothing like the beautiful blue-flowered hydrangea. Although once thought of as an old-fashioned flower, hydrangeas are popular again. There are many different types of hydrangeas beside the blue ones, so today I'd like to focus just on the panicle hydrangea. Gardeners may also know this tall, woody plant as the PG hydrangea. They start flowering now and continue till frost. I call them cemetery flowers because it seems they're often found growing there. But PG is actually an old variety of panicle hydrangea. Newer varieties add more color and shapes to the garden. Quickfire grows 6 feet tall and wide with white changing to pink colored flowers. For something smaller, try Bobo. It only grows 3 feet tall and wide and has white flowers tinged with pink in fall. Little Lamb grows 4 to 6 feet tall with delicate white petals that give this plant a more refined look. If you're having a hard time getting hydrangeas to grow in your yard, try these new varieties. They're hardy, easy to grow, and flower consistently every year. They grow equally well along the seacoast, in the cold hills, and even in urban areas. Hydrangeas grow best in part to full sun. Mature plants are drought tolerant. That's why they thrive on the well-drained soils along the coast. Fertilize and prune panicle hydrangeas in early spring to stimulate more branching and flowering. Panicle hydrangea blooms are easy to harvest and dry. They make excellent cut flowers for the summer and fall table. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about tomato problems. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.